And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and this weekend it's a charitable feast for those who want to give back to their community. The Mission Marketplace is set to open its doors tomorrow, November 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Broadmoor Methodist Church, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Broadmoor Methodist Church, located on Urey Drive in Albany in Shreveport. They will have a full marketplace open for everybody. And then on Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m., it's the annual Poor Man's Supper that takes place at the Christian Services Facility at 2346 on Levy Street here in Shreveport. And now joining me in our Noel Foundation studios are Al Moore of Christian Services and Rachel Scott, who's here from the Mission Marketplace. And they're going to tell us all about all of these events and how you can give back to your community and help people in need. Thank you so much, Rachel and Al, for joining me.
Thank you.
So we're going to start with Rachel here, since hers is up first this weekend. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the Mission Marketplace and exactly what it is that you're designed to do and how you're helping not only people here in this area, but people around the world?
Yes. This is an effort that is in its 12th year, and it is a group of churches and nonprofit organizations that come together. It's an ecumenical group that works together to put on this marketplace that offers a variety of gifts and goods to the community that support fair trade organizations all around the world and some local organizations as well. And it is a great joint effort of many, many people that come together, work together across church lines and organization lines just to bring this to this community.
So tell us about fair trade. Exactly what is that concept?
Well, fair trade is a program that helps people in developing countries to achieve better trading conditions and to promote and market their products in ways that they could not do on their own. And this is a way that helps to alleviate poverty and to provide those persons and groups to move out of poverty and have a living wage.
So, for instance, years ago, I bought a satchel that you throw over your shoulder, mm-hmm. and it was made by Mayans down in the south of Mexico, right. in the Mayan area of Chiapas. Right. So would that be an item that is fair trade, helping them, getting them out to the world?
Exactly. That is exactly the kinds of things that we sell, and we use organizations. One of them is called Serve, which is one of the oldest and longest running fair trade organizations in the United States, which works with artisans from over 24 countries. So we will have a variety of products from Serve that would be gift items, jewelry, handcrafted items, all different types, as well as from other organizations. And a number of the organizations that we will work with this year and sell their products are working with women and girls that have been victims of the sex trafficking trade, and these organizations providing them a skill and a means of being able to have options and to get out of those situations.
A way out is basically mm-hmm. what you're helping to provide. So,
yes.
What churches are involved this year with your organization?
The churches that are involved are First Presbyterian Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, Broadmoor United Methodist, Noel United Methodist, Broadmoor Presbyterian Church, and Cathedral of St. John Berkman's.
Okay. And how about disabled adults? You help them as well. Can you tell us about how you work with them?
Yeah, well, a couple of the organizations that are involved with us that sell products are Evergreen Life Services. And Evergreen is a local organization that works with adults with disabilities, and they provide a number of different crafts and art work that we will be selling there, and these proceeds go back and help that organization. Also, we have Community Renewal's Adult Renewal Academy, which are adults who are working toward their HISET diploma, and they have a number of types of products they will be selling, such as soap, clothing that they've made, and purses and shawls and things like that that they are making from their program. just a number of different things that there's a huge variety of types of products and items that would make great Christmas gifts for anyone, too, that wants to shop for that.
How about, I know in the past you had the First Presbyterian Sewing Ministry. Are they involved again this
year? Yes, First Presbyterian has a number of different booths that they will be having at this event, including the Sewing Ministry. And also this year, a new booth that we will have this year that Broadmoor Presbyterian is offering is out of India. It's a group called Punjamis, mm-hmm. and they are pajama pants and women's loungewear that are made by women in India who've escaped the sex trafficking trade. And also another organization out of India called Sari Bari, mm-hmm. which uses recycled saris that the women wear and make them into beautiful products and different types of giftware that recycle those and bring those made by these women there.
So. Interesting. Also in the past, you had the United Methodist Children's Home. Are they going to be involved again?
They are definitely. They will be there. And one of the things that they do as a fundraiser year-round is making salsa, a variety of different types of salsa and jellies. So we will have those this year. And another new item we will have this year is from a program from Our Lady of Sorrows here in town, something called Nunscents, which are candles and soap that they make that support their ministries and their programs there. So we're excited about some new things that we'll have available this year, as well as our usual, some of our old standards, fair trade coffee, bean soup mixes from the Women's Bean Project in Denver, body and bath products from Thistle Farms, a program out of Nashville that works with women coming out of prostitution and trafficking.
Yes, and you had those the last couple of years.
Yeah, we have. So some are old favorites, and then we have some new things to offer, too, each year.
All right. And now, can you tell us some of the highlights that people, because some of these in, you know, cultures from around the world produce some fabulous, like, baskets and artistic work and things like that.
Yeah.
So give us some of the highlights to pique people's curiosity.
Right. Well, we have again this year something called Creations of Hope from Haiti, where they take recycled oil drums mm-hmm. and make beautiful metal artwork out of it. Some of them are Christmas-oriented and ornaments, and others are just sculptures and things that you would just put in your home. But beautiful pieces of art out of recycled oil drums. And also we have a program called African Allure and Baskets, and they have beautiful baskets and all types of textiles and sculpture and jewelry from artisans all over the various countries in Africa that we will be selling.
I feel my pocketbook empty right now.
Yeah, we have some really, really great things to provide. And Evergreen Life Services will have things that are made from so many of their participants in their programs. And we always love selling those types of things as well. And the Knoll Community Arts Program is going to be, this will be a new thing too. They will have hand instruments that are made by artists from around the world because they're a music and arts program. So they're going to be selling these great little instruments that are handcrafted and hand painted that will be fun little items to have, as well as some pieces of art and some watercolor drawings and things that we'll have as well.
Now, you've got a preview going on Friday, and that's part of the fundraiser. So the preview, you can come in and look and kind of scout out what you want to shop for, right?
Right, right. You get first dibs at the preview party, but it is a $10 admission on Friday night from 6 to 8. We also have live music, and we have desserts and some things that make it really nice that evening. So if you want to come and shop early and get the best choices, you can come on Friday evening from 6 to 8. And on Saturday, 10 to 3 o'clock is when we have it. It's just for free to anyone. And we'll still have a lot of great things at that time as well.
You do have a little gift package for those coming early on Saturday, don't you?
We do. We do. There will be some tea bags and some little goodies that we're going to be giving away to the first 200 people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are that's a little incentive for those who want to come early on Saturday.
There you go. And you know, shopping there is easy because you can take all kinds of methods of payment.
Yes, we definitely do. We have a way to process credit cards and as well as cash and so checks. So definitely something for everyone, and great, again, great Christmas shopping and gifts for others. When you give that type of gift, you know that you're supporting an organization and helping others at the same time.
And now, Al, the Poor Man's Supper, which is an annual event designed basically to raise awareness and also funds for Christian service about what it's like to actually live on a meal of soup and bread, basically, is it not?
Yeah, that's it. It's a symbolic meal. We have soup, bread, and water. So we want to let people know how it feels to go to bed hungry with this that type of meal. The annual Poor Man's Supper will be held once again, like you said, November 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at 2346 Levy Street. Tickets are $20. We do have them at the door, or you can call our office and purchase a ticket. 318-221-4857. But let me back up. Christian Service was started in 1970 by Sister Margaret McCaffrey, where she saw a need to feed children before they went to school. The ministry is still going strong right now. We're still doing two hot meals a day, 364 days a year. On the day we close is Christmas Day, because other nonprofits do feed people in the community.
Right.
We do breakfast from 8 to 10, and we do lunch from 12 to 2. Anyone can walk through that door and get treated with love, dignity, and respect. No questions asked. You don't have to be a part of anything. You come in there, you can get you a hot meal. Also, we still have a clothing store, not taking anything else from other nonprofits, but if you donate your clothes to Christian Service, we give them away. And we also are still doing emergency assistance, which is helping people with their utility bills, such as gas, rental, and electric. We refer you to call us first, and we can tell you if you meet the guidelines over the phone, so you just won't come down to the main office without all your documents. So, once again, the Poor Man's Supper is our only fundraiser that we do. And it's done yearly.
And you served over 50,000 meals last year?
Yes, sir. I can give you some numbers. From January to September 2018, we served 35,193 meals. 2019, we served from January 1st to September 31st, 53,422 meals. We're up 18,229 meals from last year. So we're able to feed more people since we're moving to our new location. We're 1.1 mile away from the main bus terminal. Like I say, once again, we moved to 2346. Right next door is the Hope Connection, where a person can take a shower, wash their clothes. And it's a day shelter, and they have other 12 other nonprofits that's in that facility. So what we did, we brought our food, clothing, and emergency assistance to the campus. So once you get on that side of town, you could take advantage of all those services. You don't have to go over on Fairfield and then come back on Sprague and do all that. So that's what we're doing.
It's one-stop shopping for those in need.
Yes, and, sir.
You know, when you think about a meal of soup, basically bread and soup, you kind of want people to go home and not then have another meal later on.
Right,
so
right.
That when their stomach grumbles, they get that idea of just how much of a struggle it is for some people just to sustain their life in this country and around the world, literally.
And really, you can't do anything being hungry. You can't study, you can't work, you can't do anything when you're hungry. So if you try to go to bed that night with that soup, bread, and water, you feel the need, saying, okay, you know, this is how a lot of people in our community
do. Do you have any current estimates on how many homeless people there are right now in this area?
I don't have those numbers, but I know at the end of the month, we're feeding more people because they run out of resources.
Yeah.
You know, and especially this month, this week, we was doing over 200 meals for lunch because of this fifth week in October. And the resources of a lot of individuals hadn't came in yet. So.
What local restaurants are working with you on this year? I know Manjuni's has worked with you.
IHOP and Manjuni's on Louisiana will be helped sponsoring the soup this year again, like they have done in the past. And IHOP on Yuri Drive is the one who's going to help sponsor the soup.
And for those who remember the old tale of Stone Soup, that is kind of the mission of Christian Service, is it not?
Yes, sir.
And it's a dedication.
Yes, and what I'm excited about next year, say the date, it'll be 50 years. The ministry was started in 1970, and in 2020 it'll be 50 years, still going strong. So we're going to do a 50-year major gala May 2nd, 2020, so to recognize Sister Margaret and the work she done, and it's still going strong.
Excellent.
Still feeding 2 hot meals a day, you know, 364 yeah. days a year. And 50 years has been a long time.
And helping mm-hmm. people find that way out, hopefully, you know, from that just endless cycle of poverty that can destroy and just tear a person apart. So how do folks who really feel blessed in their own lives share some of those blessings through your services and give back?
Yeah, you could go to our website at christianserviceLA.org. You can make a donation there. You can make a donation at Christian Service Post Office Box 21, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71161. Or you could mail it to Christian Service at 2346 Levy Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71103. It costs us $4.12 a meal. $30 a month will feed one person one meal for 7 days. $130 a month will feed one person one meal for 30 days. But just think about it, we do 2 meals a day.
Right.
So
so there's a need there. And what else do you need as an organization, or does the Hope Center need as an organization?
We always need toilet paper, paper towels, canned goods. We can always use those type of things. And if you have an event and you have food left over, we'll take the food because we are a soup kitchen and we can make it work. So once again, if you have an event or you want more information or you want to do a tour, you can call us at 318-221-4857. I can sit here and talk about it all day, but if you come down to the ministry, you can see the work that's being done.
And that's the best way, really, to get an idea of exactly what's going on down
right.
there. So, Rachel and Al, do you have any final thoughts you want to share to get folks out? I think everybody should be out at all of this all weekend long, just
yeah.
my personal opinion.
It's a lot going on this weekend, a lot of ways you can participate and help others at the same time. And so we encourage everyone to come out Friday and Saturday to the Mission Marketplace.
Yes, this is our only fundraiser that we have through the year, and it's our annual Poor Man's Supper. And if you can come out, it's at 5 to 7, 2346 Levy. Want to make a donation, like I say, tickets are $20. You can purchase them at the door, or you can make a donation on our website. But please help us continue to keep the ministry going that was started in 1970.
All right, Alan, Rachel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That was Alvin Moore from Christian Service and Rachel Scott from the Mission Marketplace. And they joined me in our Arnold Foundation studios this morning to share with us about this year's Mission Marketplace and Poor Man's Supper. The Mission Marketplace opens with a shopper's preview tomorrow evening, November 1st, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the full marketplace will open on Saturday, November 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Broadmoor Methodist Church, located at Urey Drive and Albany in Shreveport. Then on Sunday, November 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the annual Poor Man's Supper takes place at the Christian Service Facility at 2346 Levy Street. For more information about the Mission Marketplace, you can call 318-469-9646. That's 318-469-9646. And for complete details about the Poor Man's Supper, visit Christian Service online or on Facebook, or call 318-221-4857. That's 318-221-4857. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Mama says God tends to every little skinny sheep, so count your ribs and say your prayers and get to sleep. Nothing is louder to God's ears than a poor man's sorrow. Today and he will be poor tomorrow. Hey, that's the poor man's house. Everybody get a look at the poor man's house.